spring of 2015. My name is Eric Francis, here to tell you a bit about the influence of this Mercury retrograde on your life, offer some perspectives and perhaps some strategies for how to work with it. This retrograde of Mercury takes place from the 18th or 19th, depending on your time zone, of May through the 11th of June. And there'll be a shadow phase, a kind of a trailing off for about 2.5 weeks after that, when there may still be some influences as Mercury remains in the degrees where it was retrograde. And the thing for you to know about Mercury retrograde this time around is that it's taking place entirely in the sign Gemini. And Gemini is your third solar house. If you're Aries rising, it's your third house by whole sign houses. Solar houses are whole sign houses. So we just count the sign. It's very simple. If you're Aries, Taurus is your second, Gemini is your third. And so you have this overlay of third house concepts and Gemini, and they are pretty similar. And what this tells me, first of all, about you inherently, is that you are potentially an excellent communicator. That includes written, it includes spoken word, it includes the ability to use and, you might say, manipulate concepts to work in the realm of ideas. But the downfall of that for you is that you tend to not be that patient, and so you can easily gloss over your best ideas and not take advantage of them, not get the maximum benefit or advantage of them. And so this Mercury retrograde is saying to slow down and consider everything involving an idea, everything involving something that you express, every element of communication, every way in which you make your thoughts known to another person. And the idea is to slow down enough to really see that communication is a self-reflexive process. That in writing a letter, for example, in any form for written communication, a letter, a memo, an email, the thing you're trying to do is to say something to another person. And in order to do that, you need to be able to hear what you are saying and hear the words and analyze whether they make sense before you send them. So this is this necessitates a study in speaking or writing, speaking if you want to practice, which can be very helpful, but writing, reading, revising, reading again, and making sure that what you say has the right sound and the right feeling and the right choice of inflection, the right choice of words. And I think this is not done so much anymore. I think that this is kind of thing that's getting skipped over in the digital age, where people basically blurt out what they're going to say and hope for the best. And what this Mercury retrograde is doing is it's essential to slow down the process. Now, there is quite a bit here about the relationship of different sides of the story and to the objective truth. Now, there may not be an objective truth, but there certainly is a thing called true enough. Truth is kind of a purity threshold. There is no pure element, pure chemical, pure anything. Everything is pure enough for what it does to get the job done, and you want to make sure that you exceed the true enough standard. And in order to do that, it's necessary to see that there are other viewpoints. And so when you are expressing something or thinking something through or analyzing something, it will be very helpful for you to look at the different viewpoints of what you are of what you're expressing and make sure that you've accounted for the potentials, for example, for disagreement, potentials for other ideas to factor in, and not come from the viewpoint of thinking that you are inherently right. That is really kind of distracting, and it's also considerate of others to at least give their viewpoint.